Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I've heard people say, something must be wrong with Halle Berry. She can't keep a man. Who's to say I want to keep a man? I don't want to keep the wrong man. Like, I'm not crazy.
No.
Right?
No.
We've talked about this, that often I date younger men.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is because...
Let's stop on that, folks.
Mm. Oh, my God. We had
several
a great dinner. We had a great dinner, by the way, where across the table, your husband goes, but why? And I said, well, maybe because I can.
Yes. Parish.
What the heck are you talking about?
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me? That's right.
Your husband, even that address was kind of disrespectful. And then she mocked him. If that's the type of respect she shows the man who became the most powerful black man ever to live, can you imagine how she would treat just her regular old spouse?
I don't want to be that guy.
They're just disrespectful. And they think they could talk to you any way they feel like. I mean, I guess technically they can, because there's no consequences and repercussions.
What do you mean by that?
That's probably the tone that she said, talking to Obama like he's a fucking 6-year-old child. Not only does Michelle talk to him like that, she lets her friends come over and talk to him like that.
It ain't right.
I'm really curious. Do you think Obama got the balls to check Michelle or check Tracy Ellis Ross? It's not worth it to be in a 50-year relationship with a woe. Because in my opinion, with 90% of them, at some point, they're going to lose respect for you and you're going to be treated like this at some point in a relationship. As a man.
How could you be so sure?
Oh my goodness. And that hairstyle is stupid as fuck for a woman her age.
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same shit.
This is what I'm saying. Tales from Tracy's.
It's fun. It's really okay, fun to share.
Tracy tale. But I'm sorry.
But one of the reasons, though, that because I had to ask myself that question. I was like, what is this about?
Yeah.
Because I want a partner. And so often, and it's not just that I'm older. I'm also very embodied. Mm-hmm. I am a full, very whole person who knows myself, who is in charge of my life, and who lives a very full, just robust life.
How about new?
So it's not just age, it's like life experience and sort of a difference. But I had to ask myself the question, why? Why does this keep sort of coming up other than they're hot and gorgeous?
Mm-hmm.
There's that. But a lot of men my age are steeped in a toxic masculinity.
I want you to shut the fuck up.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
But a lot of men my age are steeped in a toxic masculinity. And have been raised in a culture where there is a particular way that a relationship looks.
And so what?
And anything that starts to smell of that for me, I did enough of it where I was controlled and felt like I was a possession or whatever those things were, or prize or, and I have no interest in it and will not do it again.
I'm sorry.
No,
Craig.
I was going to say, it's a generational thing. So it didn't matter how you met them, or is it just
meeting? That's obviously
too big of a generalization.
It's a generalization, but because I have dated men my age, there is a difference. There is an openness that occurs with a younger man around whether it's gender fluidity.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
Nothing would be likable about being in a relationship with this bitch. So she said older men are steeped in this toxic masculinity. Niggas got balls and niggas ain't with that rainbow shit. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You're not a bad person if you don't agree with plomo sexuality. You don't have to be with blender utility. You could be completely against all that shit and still be respectful. I mean, I don't got to disrespect nobody. I'm not really with none of that shit. But I don't got to be an asshole about it. See, here's the thing. Even Tracy Ellis Ross, she want a masculine man. They want the best of both worlds. She want a masculine man who's also going to be on some super woke gay shit, gender utility shit. It's just, those aren't the same guys. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I can almost promise you that she don't want some weak, spineless, fucking bitch-ass punk type dude. It's just, it's one big contradiction. Ma'am, you're 52 years old. It's fucking over. She was thirst trapping a few years ago, like trying to show her ass. Nobody wants to see. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest, man. I really don't want to see a 40 plus year old ass.
Whether it's gender fluidity or not even having an issue with homosexuality. I mean, mm-hmm. something as basic as that,
right.
that there's times where I'll be, you know, sitting across the table from somebody and just like, what did you just say?
Yeah, what century are you?
Like, well,
so because we live in this time frame, we have to agree with plomoplexuality. It's going to be people who don't agree with it in year 3060. I don't know. I hate when people say that. It's this year, so everybody got to agree with plomosexuality. Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, well, oh my God.
Where's your horse and buggy?
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry.
And your bedpan.
Yeah, for real.
Chamber pot.
Yeah, your chamber pot. Like, where I'm just like, yeah, this is not a match. Yeah. And I have long been past the age where I feel like it's my job to teach somebody or grow them up.
Look who's talking.
But it's interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many different philosophies on dating. Yeah. And I have come up with mine. I have come up with what works for me and what makes sense for me and what feels safe for me.
Yep.
You know, yeah. I mean, like, I'm not on dating apps. I have friends that have great success with dating apps, but that's just not something I'm comfortable with.
So you're meeting folks in the wild then?
That's the only way for me, or mm-hmm. someone sets me up, okay. or I meet them at an event. I meet someone. It's usually people that also have a level of recognition that they, you know, have as much to lose as me to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had great luck lately, but I do have to say I'm moving up. Mm-hmm. on what it is that I'm looking for as a match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. I've had some doozies.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
I'm home. It's 2 a.m.
Just stay home.
I'm gonna watch Silver Linings Playbook and sit with my cat.
Exactly.
Have a good night, everyone.
This whole threat of women, you're gonna grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
So, as you heard, right, she specifically spoke about why she doesn't date men her age, because they're stuck in this toxic masculinity and they're not as open to certain things. And I feel like that's wild to me, right? So, she needs a man who is younger, who's more open and free to what's happening in the world today with the LGBT community, with just letting women do whatever they want to do. That's what I hear from it. You want a man who's going to let you do whatever you want to do, right? You don't want a man who's going to enforce gender roles and how men and women should operate in a home, in a marriage, a relationship. You don't want that. That's what women want. Women want men to let them do whatever they want to do. So they decide to date younger and find men, younger men, who they feel like they can play with and who's infatuated with them. Because reality of it is, a man who's her age is probably not going for that.
But she even admitted that that's a huge generalization. Men my age aren't open-minded to accepting, you know, sway people. That's bullshit. There's still plenty of men who are her age who don't have a problem with plomosexuality, don't got a problem with gender utility. The problem is you, Tracy. You're just not a good dating option for any man. Plenty of men like you who would date you, hypothetically, but when they get to know you, they see you're a shitty human.
Dre and Nicole and Jalen, people talked about that for a hot second, and they moved on because there's a woman doing it. Joy Chavis dating the younger men that she dated, her last child's father is like 10 years younger than her. They don't mind it. They don't care. They don't care. But when men talk about why they choose to date younger women, and they give us the same, they give their reasons. She gave her reasons, and and men give theirs. But we as women don't like it because you know why? We're threatened.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. if I was a woman in my 30s or 40s, married or got my man or whatever, I would be so happy. I don't got to worry about all this internet shit and these debates and shit. I got my man. We happy. I ain't got to worry about none of this goofy ass shit. I know a lot of those women are happy that they don't got to care about none of this shit. They don't got to care about a 45-year-old man dating a 20-year-old girl. Look, I don't give a shit. I'm worried about my husband and my kids and what I got going on.
Why would he choose that? He's a predator. He's a perv. Like, they say these outlandish accusations about men. But Tracee Ellis Ross and all these other women can do the same thing.
Look, let's say all these dudes are predators and pervs. Get the laws changed or shut the fuck up. So what if I just said, yeah, you're right. They predators and pervs. Leave them be until you get the law changed. Stop bitching about it until you get the laws changed. Just accept it. Yes, they predators and pervs. So get out there and be an activist, I guess, and try to warn young women not to fuck with older men, which they do try to do because they're jealous. They try to do on social media. But I'm tired of the you a perv or a predator accusation and guilt tactic. Yep, dudes just need to be like, yep, I'm a predator and perv. God bless you. What else you got? Anything more original? Yep, I admitted it. I'm a predator and perv. I'm 40 and I got a 21-year-old girlfriend. Yep, I'm a predator and perv. Anything else? Motherfuckers just need to start leaning into it.
She meant fucking 35, 40, and she's 55. Not you niggas wanting to date 20 and 19-year-olds and you're fucking 60 and 55 years old. That's different. And I hate how men get on.
So what? Yes, they're predators and pervs. Let them enjoy their predator and perv shit since it's legal. That's my new take on it. So even if, okay, yeah, a 60-year-old fucking with an 18-year-old is creepy. Let it be creepy. A lot of shit in this world is fucking creepy. Just move on with your life. It's a lot of creepy shit you ain't talking about. Is it a weird coincidence that this is the particular creepy thing that y'all so obsessed with? There's millions of creepy things you can fucking talk about. Talk about spiders crawling on you at night. That's creepy. Bitch about that on TikTok.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.